dealing with generalities is the death of prayer. Dealing with generalities is the death of prayer. Dealing with generalities is the death of prayer. The most difficult thing for us to understand is, what is prayer all about? Do we pray because we don't have something? Do we pray because we want something? Do we pray because we're festered by problems that get to us and make us feel very unhappy and very insecure and unstable? What is prayer all about? I like to think of prayer as the recognition of that which is. I am divine. I am whole and perfect. I am love. I am peace. You see, when you say that, what you're saying is that you are that which you are. Now, when you say, I am sick, I am poor, I am friendless, what you're saying is that you are sick, poor, and friendless. That's your prayer. Your prayer is your recognition of who you are. I am poverty-stricken. That's your recognition of who you are. Now, in truth, who would like to go around telling the world that they're poverty-stricken? Who would like to go around telling the world that they're poor and they're sick and they're having problems? Well, the people who go to hospitals like to do that. The people who buy pills for different sicknesses and pills for different things like to do that. Now, why do they like to do that? Why would anyone like to deal with generalities and have it be the death of real prayer? Real prayer is a recognition of the truth about you, the truth about me. Real prayer is a recognition of the truth about me, about you. That's what real prayer is. Prayer is not petitioning God for something, because it's like saying to yourself, let's see, I'm going to buy a new coat. I can take my credit card and buy a new coat, and they will give it to me. And then I put the money in the credit card. Or I can put a check, give it to the merchant, and he'll give me the coat. Or I can go to my closet and get the coat and wear it and just give myself a smile and take the coat. Now, when I give myself a smile, do I have to pay myself somewhere down the line? No. It's a recognition of that which is. The coat is in my closet, and I can take it and wear it. The car is in my garage. I can drive it anywhere. I can do any of these things. That's what prayer is all about. When we deal with generalities, we're dealing with the death of prayer. We say, all is in divine order. Now, that's beautiful. We say, it's in divine order my relationship with my family. It's in divine order my relationship with my boss. It's in divine order with my bank account. It's divine order. Every cell of my body is in divine order. My body is in divine order. All is in divine order. Divine order. All is. And you see, what we do, we're killing the truth. Because we're saying something that is not true. It is not true that your body is in divine order, because you're proclaiming it. And you say, well, Herb, that's what you teach us all the time, to say all is in divine order. Yes, all. Not some. Not one. Not an aspect, but all. The sky is blue. Is that okay to say? Does that make the sky less blue or more blue or better blue or bad blue? No. It's just a recognition of the sky as being blue. Now, I have a large wardrobe. I have 2 walk-in closets in my house. My wife and I used to have the same room, and she used 2 walk-in closets. And I said, sweetheart, why don't you take this room, and I'll take that room over there. And that'll be our sitting room. But those 2 walk-in closets will be mine, and these 2 walk-in closets will be yours. Now, you can put all your clothes in these walk-in closets, but the thing is, if I put my clothes in your walk-in closet, you're going to say, push it aside because it's not yours. Now, that's not bad. It's not bad. But you see, when I go in my closet, I don't say, do these things fit me? Because the only thing in my closet are things that fit me. Things that don't fit me are long gone out of there, thrown in the trash or given to the waste in something some way. But only things in my closet are things that fit me. I'm not stupid enough to keep things in my closet that don't fit me. I did that for a long time. I had so many things that they didn't fit me because I was just a little too chunky. And so then I took those things and put them in a separate closet in a separate house. And I forgot all about them. And it was just wonderful. And my son came to visit one time, and I said, hey, do you think these things might fit you? And he has a trim figure. And so he tried them on. Fit fine. Would you like them? Yes, thank you. You're yours, you know. And so I no longer had things that didn't fit me. Then, when I wanted something to fit me, I would go down and buy something. Because I kept on to things that were totally different styles than I was used to wearing. Totally different attitudes for me. And when I dealt with generalities, I always came up with the same old things that fit me perfectly. Because that's what I liked. And this is what we do with our prayer. Our prayer is a recognition of who we are. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you are? Do you know the kind of person you are? When somebody walks in the door and says, oh, what's that terrible stink in here? And you've been making things with garlic and other things, you know, and to you it doesn't stink. To you it's just preparing a meal that has very special, wonderful qualities to it. But to someone coming in new, what is that? And go home, go home, go home. Don't come into my house until I'm done, until I'm finished with my prayer, recognizing what I am and what it is. And then you can come in and we'll have this wonderful gourmet meal. And you'll say, wow, what a gourmet meal. Yeah, to make the gourmet meal, I had to use some things that by themselves didn't smell so good, like the garlic, you know. And you came in and you smelled the garlic and you said, yick, what is that terrible smell? It smells like garlic. And garlic's not a terrible smell. It's just that sometimes we're not used to it. Okay. We're not really used to prayer. Because if I were to ask 100 people what prayer is, perhaps one might say, it's recognition of who I am. Perhaps one. Why wouldn't they recognize it? Because that's not what they've been taught. They've been taught, you beseech God. I was looking in this book of quotations here, and I opened it to the area about prayer. And all of the treatments, all of the statements, all of the how to be worthy of talking to God, how to be worthy in the presence of God, how to oh my goodness, and I read that and I thought to make a talk from one of those things. So then I got to one dealing with generalities is the death of prayer. And I thought, yeah, that's a good one. Wide open for me. Wide open for me. Because every time we are in generalities, we're not praying. We're not recognizing who we are. We are recognizing who we think we are. Now, you have a cold, and achoo, you sneeze, and you cough, and people say, Gesundheit. People say all sorts of things to you. But if these people really loved you, if you really loved yourself, you wouldn't recognize your cough. You wouldn't recognize anything contrary to your perfect health. Yeah. Because if you recognize anything contrary to your perfect health, the rest of the world is going to see that too. And that's what you're going to shine out. You're going to shine that out to the rest of the world. They're all going to hear your cough and they're all going to hear your unhappiness. Prayer is the recognition of who you are. Now, who are you? I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. What's wrong with that? Nothing. I like me. I'm whole and perfect, whole and perfect, whole and perfect. Is it my heart, my hand, my toes, my nose? What is whole and perfect? All of me. all of me. Prayer is a recognition that all of you is whatever you say it is. You speak your word because you would like to have better health. I'm whole and perfect at home. You don't say, I don't have a cold anymore. I don't have a cold. I don't have a cold. I don't have a cold. I don't. You're giving power to the cold. You're giving power, and it's not to the cold so much as to your attitude about the cold. And your attitude about the cold tells you what you believe about yourself. It tells you that you believe that cold is rightfully yours. You believe that cold is in your heart, in your hand, in your health, in your total beingness. And what a silly thing to do. Prayer is recognizing who you are. It's not dealing with generalities. It's dealing not dealing with particularities. It's just dealing with the ideal. Now, who is the ideal you, Ellen? Who is the ideal you? Is it, I am whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, or is the ideal you, well, I'm shy, I don't speak English very well, I don't speak French and German very well, I don't do this. Is that you? I love to sit and listen to Ellen after she gets off the phone talking to her grandchildren. And her grandchildren tell her, you know, Nana, English is easy. I'm going to school learning English. Now, we told them English was easy a long time ago, and they didn't pick it up. But now they're taking it in school, and they're doing beautiful, and they're loving it because they could talk to their Nana about it because she speaks perfect English. And so they're happy about that. They are English. If they were to go to French school, they are French. Sylvia loves to tell us how she went to this French convent and she learned French and so forth and how well she speaks French and so forth. And yet she doesn't. She did one time, but she doesn't now because she doesn't practice it. She doesn't live it. You see, if we don't live English, if we don't live our languages, they're not ours. They're just an appendage. They're like a cold that comes for a while and then goes away. It doesn't belong to us. Our right is perfect health. Our right is speaking perfect language. Our right is praying perfectly. And our prayer says, I am that I am. I not will be that I am. I am not hopefully. We heard Hawkins, Steve Hawkins, giving a talk. And in his talk, he says, I hope the world will be better. I hope this and I hope that. And I thought, Steve, everything you have said is beautiful, but leave the hope out. Because what does Steve do? He was living in his mind. He was telling you the things that were going on in his consciousness, in his mind. And the things that are going on in his consciousness and his mind did not depend upon anything. There was a temporary experience in the world around him. It was not for hope or not hope. It's for he knew. And he told us what he knew. Mm-hmm. And he tells us what he knew, knows, is. And that's wonderful. And that's what prayer is all about. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I am the allness. I am. And on and on and on. Now, before you pray ever again, stop and think what you're doing with your prayer. Are you recognizing the truth about yourself? Or are you wish fulfillment that somehow you could be independently wealthy? Somehow you could be healthy? Somehow you could be surrounded by a glorious world? The choice is yours. It's your prayer. And my prayer is, all is ideal right now, as it was ideally created to be. All is ideal right now and fulfilled, and so am I. You know? And that's why it's so easy for me to say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm.